Good day and welcome to Quirky Parenting. I'm your host, Andrew, and today we'll be talking about why it's so important to get your kids outside during the winter. So buckle up and get ready to blast off, and don't forget to enjoy the show. Minnesota, it seems like every other day is either going to be a blizzard or going to be a sunny, bright day.
Yeah, so it's unpredictable out there.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a couple of weeks, like with the just the changes from like 36 hour periods, and it's like bright and sunny 70s down to blizzard conditions.
Yeah, it's super weird. I mean, that's just, you get so used to it.
Yeah,
growing up in Minnesota, this is just what it is. You know, I like have this vivid memory from when I was in high school. There was, you know, we went to school on a Monday. It was 80 degrees. We were all in shorts and a tank top. And, I mean, it was hot. Like, I don't think our high school had air conditioning. We were, like, boiling.
Mm.
Exactly a week later, the next Monday, it snowed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it's like.
It's a roller coaster of weather conditions here, which you start to love, honestly.
You do. I mean, that's the one thing I really love about Minnesota is, like, four seasons.
Yeah.
Although, I'd like if they didn't all happen in a week.
That would be nice.
I mean, you just learn to roll with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the reasons you have to learn that is that going outside is just something that, for all ages, is so important.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we live in a beautiful state. So, it's fun to explore it, no matter if it is hot or cold and snowy in a frozen tundra.
Yep. I mean, you know, even in my my early days before I became a full-blown nerd, I really enjoyed going outside. Especially, you know, this, my favorite season of the year is winter.
Yeah. I actually, and this is just a total Minnesota thing. So my mom is a teacher, and the rule used to be, I lived in a small town, so we got snow days, not like super often, but more often than Andrew probably did.
Mm-hmm.
And when there was a snow day, you know, most people would probably just, like, stay home, right? But, like, in Minnesota, you just get so used to the snow and the winter weather that the rule was, if we would dig out the car and, like, dig out the whole driveway, my mom would take us somewhere. Which is funny, because, again, we're in a small town. So, like, there's, you know, where would we go? Like Walmart or, like, the grocery store, you know? But, like, that was the rule. And we would always be like, yeah, cool, okay. And go shovel it out. But, I mean, one of the things is just you learn how to dress for outside.
Yeah.
And it is hard. And it, especially, like, you go through that rebellious age, you know, like when you're, like, a tweenager and a teenager, where you're like, I don't care if it's snowing. I'm going to wear shorts today.
Yeah.
Or you're like, woohoo, it's finally 40 degrees in April. I'm wearing my flip-flops.
Like, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I kind of do that already. Still, I guess. I mean, you know, by the end of winter, and if it's over 32 degrees, I'm super glad to be outside in a t-shirt, but, or, you know, maybe a sweatshirt, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, it's a little something on your arms.
Yeah.
But, so I spent 4 years working in a toddler room. And one of the things that the lead teacher in my room always said was that there's no bad weather. There's just bad clothes,
mm-hmm.
Which for the most part, I agree with. I mean, okay, obviously there is bad weather. Like, I'm thinking, like, dangerous weather. You know what I mean? Like,
it's rainstorm, thunder, yeah, go out and play, children.
Like a tornado. or even just like super cold. You know, like there is like really cold where obviously you don't even go outside.
Yeah, negative 50 wind chill. We get that sometimes.
That's at least once a winter we get that. That's pretty nasty. But so the important thing to remember is that once it gets cold, you just need the right clothing to go outside.
Yeah.
Especially for your toddler. Because it's hard with a toddler because they can't really tell you,
if they're cold or if they're too hot or what, where they're at.
Yeah, they can't really tell you. I mean, obviously you can see if they're sweating, you should probably take one of their four jackets off.
Yeah.
But other than that, you just have to kind of learn how to dress them.
I'm picturing Christmas Story right now. Just arms straight out, like can't put them down.
Can't put my arms down. And they're, honestly, I have had parents from my school, and that's how they dress their kids, which, you know, that's fine, but...
They're not going to freeze.
Well, we take a couple layers off when they get there. But so, I thought I would talk about how we get toddler stress. Yeah. Because that's one of the things that, at school, people are always amazed. Like, what do you mean you go out with 10 toddlers in the winter?
Every day.
Every day. Although, we usually would give ourselves one day where we're just like, we can't. Because it really, it takes, I would say an hour.
Yeah.
Like, an hour.
I mean,
to get every single one of those kids ready and out the door.
I mean, I think any parent can, you know, understand how long it takes to get their child ready to get, you know, even in the summer, getting them ready to go somewhere.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah. And then you add on all of these clothes. But we have it down to a system. And one of the things is, first of all, you need to buy good quality stuff. Mm-hmm. If you have a good quality jacket, you're not going to need a second jacket underneath it or something. You know, if as long as it's good quality, made for, you know, pretty cold conditions, you're good.
Yeah.
So what we always asked for was you need good snow pants. You need a good jacket. Mm-hmm. You need mittens. You need boots and a hat. That's it. It's those five things.
No scarf?
You don't really need a scarf. Most jackets, you can zip all the way up to the top and it will cover their neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we would put the hood up and that can kind of, you know, that kind of covers the back of their neck. They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, a scarf, it's just a scarf ends up being something that.
Extra that they'll end up taking off anyways and throwing it somewhere.
Losing it. And then we have to go find it.
But, so speaking of that, like, I mean, you've seen Mac. She sheds clothing like none other, like a snake. She will just constantly take stuff off. So when a kid is outside, how do you keep them from just taking off their hat, taking off their mittens, taking off their jacket? Well, I guess jacket's zipped up, but still.
Yeah.
If they know how to work the zipper.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you have to look at the temperatures outside. Like, if it is between 30 and 40 and a kid takes their mittens off, they'll be fine. Their fingers are not, you know, they're going to get cold, but they're not, it's not dangerous.
They're not going to get frostbite.
It's not frostbite. It's not going to be dangerous, especially if you're out there for a short amount of time. We like to call something like this a learning experience. But really, I mean, if a kid is just going to keep taking their mittens off, if it's not dangerously cold, honestly, let them. Because when they come and tell you their hands are cold, then you say, well, look, I'm wearing mittens. That's why we wear mittens, because they keep our hands warm.
Yeah.
You know, and again, as long as it is warm enough to not be dangerous.
Yeah, obviously, if it's like zero out and they keep taking off their mittens,
but
you gotta...
Here's the thing is once it gets colder, the one kind of mittens that we found to work, they're called elbow mittens.
Okay.
And I have a link on the blog that you can take a look at, and I've bought a pair from Mac. You can kind of see what they look like on her and stuff.
Oh, those are the super long ones.
Yeah.
I saw those. They look cool.
Yep. You pull them on, and they go all the way up past a toddler's elbow. So, first of all, that already is going to be hard. And I know, honestly, on the elbow website, they say that these are supposed to go on the outside of the jacket. But you know what? We put them on the toddlers first. We put their mittens on first, and then their jacket.
Oh, yeah. Seal it in.
Yeah. It's so much harder for them to take them off. And if you have a kid who will still take them off, even, you know, after buying these long mittens, putting them on first, safety pin. We would safety pin the top of their mittens to their shirt sleeve.
That's a genius idea I never even thought about.
And then they can't pull them off. Honestly, we would have kids sit there and they would spend the whole time we're outside still trying to get them off because, I don't know, they just really don't want their hands covered or something. And you can't, as long as you safety pin. Safety pin was like the secret to our success for winter outside. Because you also talked about like taking off jackets. We would have kids that would try just, you know, some of them are just excited. They've learned how to zip and unzip.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, not outside.
That's what Mac does to my sweatshirts all the time. Like, she's super excited because she's getting into that age where she knows how to unzip things.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll just come up to me, take my sweatshirt zipper, and zip it down.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what she'll do.
And so, again, we would take a safety pin. And you can, you know, most of the zippers, they have, like, a little, like, hole, you know, that'll have, like, the pull on it, whatever. You safety pin through it to their jacket. They can't pull it down.
You never told me this.
So far, we haven't needed to know why.
I guess.
Do you have a problem keeping your jacket on in the winter?
I mean, I might.
I'll safety pin you next time.
Sometimes I'm like, it's hot. It starts shedding.
But yeah, I mean, safety pins, honestly. And it's the same. We have safety pinned, like, boots to snow pants for kids that just will not keep them on.
Yeah.
Or sometimes if they're wearing rain boots that have the little, like, handles on the side.
Oh, yeah.
We, you know, safety pin that. You just, safety pins, for real. But, so these long mittens are quite honestly, like, just, like, the coolest things ever. Even though I know that we don't use them exactly the way that they are supposed to be used.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, that's okay.
I don't see, like, a hazard, like, a health hazard for doing that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. and maybe it's just something where the, you know, the company has never thought of that before.
Maybe. I mean, that's how I've always done all my gloves, though. Because it gets that lock on your sleeve.
Yeah. And speaking of gloves, please give your toddler mittens and not gloves.
I mean, we do mittens, obviously, but I cannot fathom sticking a toddler every single finger into a hole.
It is like just a test in patience. Because, I mean, they just, most of the time, they want all their fingers in the holes, obviously, but they don't know how to help you.
Yeah.
So it gets so hard to get all of them in, which is why you need to go for the mittens. And you know what? Mittens actually keep your hands warmer, obviously, because all your fingers are together and the warmth stays, you know, in one kind of area. And the other thing is, when toddlers are young enough, they don't care about the thumb hole. They don't care about getting their thumb in the hole. So mittens, we take them, we pull them on, and we don't, they'll just basically use their hands as like, I don't know, claws, like scooper claw things outside. And they don't care. But once they start caring about getting their thumb in the hole, then they're actually old enough to kind of have you coach them and show them like, okay, you need to separate your thumb out, you know, and stick it in the separate hole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, mittens, not gloves.
Yeah, I mean, that's, the mitten thing, I mean, I knew about that one. Because of you, but since you have so much more experience than me with children, I can't even, like, I couldn't even think about that, like, getting just that thumb in. When I was told that you can just put the mitten over their hand, it was like this boom, like, shot of enlightenment.
Saves so much time.
Yeah.
Rather than wrestling your toddler into their thumb holes.
And they're going to just take their thumb right out anyways.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But anyway, so, you know, most people then will be like, okay, but if they don't have their thumbs in, like, how do they do things? First of all, most toddlers, they're not going to remember their last winter. So basically, snow is all new to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to worry about how they're going to, I don't know, play hockey or make a snowman. Because right now, they are just trying to figure out how to walk on snow.
Yeah. And maybe pick it up.
Yeah. And you know, might try to scoop it up. Although, you know, once toddlers are dressed warm enough, we actually used to have toddlers who would just basically lay on the ground and lick the snow. I mean, because that's what they all want to do. They want to eat snow.
Just face down. That's what I did. Just this child, face down the snow. Just,
pretty close. That's pretty close to, you know, some of them. But the other thing is, and, you know, I just discovered, like, last week it snowed here. And I took Mac outside.
Wait, you just discovered it?
Hardy har.
I know.
So I took Mac outside. And toddlers love if you would just make them a snowball and hand it to them. Like, that's, like, honestly, that's all you have to do. And then you can show them, like, you know, I showed her, like, I kind of throwed it into the street. And then she could see how it, like, exploded, kind of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she loved it. So she would ask, like, more.
Just
more.
Hours.
So I'd make her another one.
Hours of entertainment there.
Definitely.
Make a snowball. Here you go.
It's a little bit monotonous for you as an adult. But, I mean, going outside with your kid, that's, especially with a toddler, that's just kind of what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to walk really slow, you're going to make 10 gazillion snowballs, I mean, well, and your toddler's going
to
have a ball.
You've talked about that before. You got to go at your kid's pace.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, if you try to rush them along, like, through something that you're like, well, this isn't interesting for me, they're not getting the full experience of it because they don't know. Like, they need to take it at their own pace.
Well, and again, like, with toddlers, last year is a... They probably don't remember. They were babies. Some of them probably couldn't even walk at that point. So winter is a totally new experience for them.
Yeah.
Plus, you just shove them in all this bulky, weird clothing that, you know, they've never worn before. So let them just take time. And I will say, I mean, not all toddlers are going to love winter right away.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, they're going to be mad about having to wear boots. They're going to be upset that you won't let them take their mittens off because it's too cold and you don't want them to get frostbite. I mean, they're just, some of them will not enjoy it right away.
Yeah.
And, but you need to keep taking them outside. Because you know what? I have found that by the end of winter, even by the middle of winter, everyone for the most part enjoys it.
Yeah.
You know, and again, because you can make them snowballs. In the toddler yard every year, whenever it would like have a big snow, I would make a snowman for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't really help. So again, it was me doing all the work, but they loved it.
Yeah, they watched. They enjoyed watching.
And I mean, some of them would try to help and I'd try to coach them to like help me roll the snowball, but they mostly just loved, you know, seeing me doing that. And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay for you to just do it and have them watch.
Yeah.
And sledding. In the toddler yard, we have like, it's barely an incline.
Yeah.
It's like the smallest of hills. But it's, you know, just big enough to be able to sled down.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one of those little, like, circle saucers. And we put one or two of them on it. And they would, you know, slowly go down the incline.
Yeah.
And they love it.
Yeah.
Again, it's just a new experience. It's like a slide, but in the winter.
Yeah.
So, you mean, there's plenty to do outside. You don't have to think, like, big. You don't have to do big stuff outside. You can just go for a walk, sled down a tiny hill, make snowballs.
Yeah. So, is there anything you would recommend avoiding?
Fleece on the inside of a coat sleeve, we have found, is so much harder to put these mittens through.
Okay.
So, because fleece, it, like, grabs.
Yeah. So you know, it just brings it up.
I mean, you're just, like, trying to, like, shove this mitten through. And it just, I don't know, it just doesn't work as well.
So fleece is not so great for kids.
It is, but not in the sleeves.
So if you know, find a fleece chest piece that has like leather sleeves or
definitely.
Okay.
No, I mean, you know, on the inside of the jacket, if the torso, kind of the core part, is fleece on the inside,
yeah,
that's fine. And usually, you know, on the sleeves, they'll be kind of like a slippery
I can't even think,
I don't know,
the name,
yeah,
of it,
I don't
right
even
now
know what I would call it, but you can look on the blog and I'll show you a picture of kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the other big tip for winter gear is to please try it all on together.
To avoid the Ralphie. No, it's not Ralphie. Who is it? To avoid his brother, the arms. I can't put my arms down.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. But
we should have looked this up before we did this.
I know. I'll write that down for next time. Well, because sometimes you buy a lot of really like high quality, great stuff, but when you put it all together, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe the boots are just the wrong height.
And so you got like an inch of space or something.
Well, sometimes it's the other thing. Sometimes the snow pants and the boots are the wrong height and the snow pants are basically like pushing the boots off.
Oof.
You know, and it's like, then we have kids who are continually losing boots and they've got these poor, cold, wet feet.
Yeah.
And, you know, so sometimes you just need to try it all on together to see if it works.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep the tags on. So if something doesn't work, return it, try something new. And it's a bit of a hassle. But again, once you get it all together and it all works, it's going to be great.
Yeah. So we would be very interested in knowing what you guys are thinking. Please join the conversation. You know, submit a question if you have one, or just let us know if you have any tips or tricks that we can also talk about at quirkythenerd.com. Otherwise, we'll also have a questionnaire that you can send us anything you have at the bottom in the information section. Anything else?
I think that's about it. Happy winter.
Sounds good. Bye now.